We've just started looking at Acts chapter 19, verses 8 through 10. Let me pick up at verse 8 again, where it said, "Then Paul went into the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God." Now, as we finished last time, I mentioned that when it says he spoke boldly, that in the Greek koine, that is only one word, and it's written in the imperfect tense, meaning continuous action. So for 3 months, Paul kept speaking boldly. Now that's interesting, isn't it? As I mentioned, this is the first time in the book of Acts that we have seen where Paul has had 3 months of Sabbaths in a synagogue to share Jesus Christ, to preach about Jesus' death, resurrection, and exaltation. We must admit that by extending this privilege to Paul for 3 months, the Ephesian synagogue authorities showed far more openness than their counterparts in Thessalonica. They only tolerated him for three successive Sabbaths before they threw him out. But after 3 months of friendly debates, F.F. Bruce points out, the familiar pattern of events began to reproduce itself. Starting in verse 9, we read, "But when some of them stubbornly refused to believe and publicly maligned the way, Paul took his disciples and left the synagogue." Now notice it says stubbornly refusing to believe. Well, I'd suggest to you that if the great rabbi Saul of Tarsus spent 3 months proving from the Torah that Jesus was the Christ, and you still didn't believe, you really were a stubborn bunch. I imagine that I would have rolled over at the first debate. I mean, can you imagine how Paul must have pulled all the stops out to show them Christ's death, life, resurrection, ascension, and next coming just from the Old Testament scriptures? It must have been 3 months of the best teaching ever witnessed by anyone. It must have been absolutely remarkable. And yet, Luke says, they stubbornly refuse to believe. An article on BibleRef.com explains the situation well. Here's what it says. The people of the Ephesian synagogue had heard something of Paul's teaching months before and asked him to return. Now that he has, many of them find it hard to swallow. He is explaining the kingdom of God, how Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross and rose again to forgive our sins and reconcile us to Christ. But the synagogue is surrounded by witchcraft, demons, and Artemis worshipers. This Jesus who offers salvation outside the Mosaic law, God with a physical form, sounds just too much like the Greek gods. I think that's pretty accurate. Luke still weighs in on the results. He says that they stubbornly refuse to believe. What does that sound like to you? Using Luke's vocabulary doesn't mean that Paul had given them all the proofs that they needed to believe on Jesus, but they still refused. Well, this time, even though the synagogue leaders disinvited Paul from continuing his debates, his antagonists didn't force him to leave Ephesus like had happened in prior cities. And so we're going to see next time, what does Paul do when he can't preach anymore in the synagogue? Join me again for Verse by Verse.